This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 374 for Monday, May 3rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Monday, retreating from overnight gains after running into resistance at new contract highs. Canola down 20 cents to $6 at the final bell. July down $1.40 at $867.30. That contract had traded as high as $882.90 earlier today. New crop November down 20 cents at $710 per ton. Chicago soybeans also backed away from overnight gains to post losses, but soy oil was still stronger. Tight old crop supplies and uncertainty over new crop production remained supportive for canola, but those concerns have been priced into the market for some time now, and overbought price sentiment pressured values. Recent strength in the Canadian dollar, which held up well above 81 cents today, also weighed on prices. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were mixed while wheat was lower. Soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, with losses in the front months and a firm tone in the new crop contracts. The July contract, it's down 10 cents at $15.24 per bushel. General strength in world vegetable oil markets did provide some support, but good seeding progress across the U.S. Midwest pressured values. The USDA reported weekly soybean shipments of 143,000 tons in the last week of April. That was the lowest of the marketing year to date, but total soybean exports are still running at a record pace. Corn, it also traded to both sides of unchanged, with gains in the old crop July contract and a softer tone elsewhere. July up 6 cents at $6.79 per bushel. Solid export demand and dryness concerns for Brazil's second corn crop provided support. However, improving U.S. crop weather did temper the advances and weighed on the new crop months, with farmers expected to make good seeding progress over the next week. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board. Minneapolis down 10 cents in the July contract at $7.54 per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents in July at $6.88 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 17 cents in the July contract at $7.18 per bushel. Recent moisture across the southern U.S. plains helped crop conditions improve there, with more rain in the forecasts. However, the spring wheat regions of the northern U.S. and Canada remain on the dry side. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.